Aloha everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday night Meet the Owners call. This is Holly Pasqua here. I'm calling from Seattle, and I am super excited to be your host for the call today. And I have the privilege of bringing on and introducing our owner, our founder, the formulator of Purium and all of our wonderful, amazing products, and the creator of the 10-Day Transformation. He's going to be sharing with us his knowledge with us tonight. So, Dave, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Halle, and welcome, everybody. Hope that you're doing well tonight. It is a fantastic start to June after an amazing May, so I want to congratulate everybody and thank them for the efforts that they made. We had record days. We had record backup order days. We had more people enroll online despite the glitches than we'd ever had enroll in a single month period. In other words, more people enrolled online than had ever enrolled in total in any previous month. And we are really, really dedicated to keeping that going through June and all the way through convention. And so I want you to stay tuned for that. Once again, my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, a company absolutely dedicated to the practice of naturopathy, the philosophy of naturopathy. And naturopathy is the 2,500-year-old belief system that says that your body can function perfectly if you treat it well, if you nourish it, if you care for it in a manner that is appropriate, and what you put in is what you get out. And there are many people who have been asking questions specifically about pregnancy, specifically about the transformation during pregnancy and during lactation, breastfeeding, etc. And so because we are a transformation company, it is typical that people are going to say, you know, how does the transformation fit into someone who's pregnant? But here's the thing. We have 54 products, and the transformation is only 5 of them. But here's what I'll tell you first about the transformation, and then I will tell you what products pregnant, expecting, and lactating mothers. I'll even tell you if you want to get pregnant what products to take. Once you are pregnant in the first and second trimester, what products to take. In the third trimester, what products to take and what products to take if you are breastfeeding, and I hope that you will be. Because this isn't just really, really simple stuff. You need to know just a little more than average nutrition when you're dealing with something as important as the creation and the development and the nourishing of a fetus and a young child. So let's get down to business. We have two types of transformations, and one I call the classic transformation or the transformation cleanse. This is where you have a dramatically reduced caloric intake and a dramatically increased nutritional intake. The combination of the dramatically reduced calories and the dramatically increased nutrients resets your metabolism, and it's amazing. The thing is that pregnancy is not the time to be resetting your metabolism. It's a time to be guiding your metabolism. So if you want to get pregnant, do a transformation before to purify and cleanse your body so that when you do get pregnant, you're bringing that child, that developing fetus, into a clean and nourishing environment. Once you already have become pregnant, of course you could use the products in the transformation with some exceptions. And I'm going to tell you what those are today. You see, it's perfectly okay to do the transformation cleanse in the first 90 days or the first trimester. I would say I would be more cautious and limit that to the first 60 days. And the reason why is because the classic transformation cleanse has the super cleanser. And the super cleanser is designed to cause contractions. Not of the uterus, but of the bowel. But the same tightening of muscles is not going to be healthy for a developing baby. Now, when the baby is very, very small and you're just starting, then that may be okay, but let's just be extra cautious and say, not at all. See how easy that was? Well, maybe it's okay. But wait a minute, we're talking about a baby. So let's exhibit extreme caution. So now, because of the super cleansar portion, it must be eliminated. When you're doing the cleanse, you cannot do the super cleansar if you're pregnant. Or if you're lactating. Because that type of deep cleansing may stir up some stuff that could end up in the baby's milk. So the transformation products, if you talk about the power shake, the tart cherry, the aminos, even the astaxanthin, these are all completely safe throughout the entire transformation, throughout the entire pregnancy and through lactation. The products you have to be concerned about are, of course, the super cleansar, which you've just taken off the table. And then remember that the super meal, the love, the L-O-V, has flax seeds in it. And flax seeds are loaded with wonderful stuff that help you not get stretch marks and help your, you know, cells develop nicely. But in the third trimester, you cannot use flax seeds because they then become detrimental. Flax seeds are very unusual. They're very healthy during the development stage, the first and second trimester, but in the third trimester, they too may cause contractions, and so they shouldn't be used. Very gentle, totally okay in the first and second trimester, very, very healthy. But really, it's the last month of the third trimester that you really should not have flax seeds at all. But we're going to be cautious, and we're going to say in the third trimester, no love super meal. And if you have somebody doing a transformation, let's just be more cautious. See how we do this? Isn't it easy? And say no transformations in the third trimester, period. Just to be extra safe, because it's the most critical time in the development, the final stages of development. So let's not do anything that isn't absolutely safe. And so does that mean you can't use the product? Of course you can. So the classic transformation cleanse is not appropriate if you use the Love Super Meal in the third trimester. And the Super Cleanser is not appropriate ever. Okay? So save it. Use it later. It's totally awesome. It can be used outside of the cleanse. Later on, when you do another cleanse, you're going to need it anyway. But here's what you need to know. That you should not be doing this without it being a lifestyle transformation, because you need food. You need food to feed your developing fetus. And so having one meal a day plus the transformation foods and your flex foods is going to be fine. If you find that you can't hold to that discipline, then that is totally okay. What's important, what I want to tell you, is that there are things that you could do above and beyond the transformation. Products that we manufacture that I want you to know about that have a lot to do with pregnancy and pregnant mothers and lactating mothers. So give me just 1 second to take a sip of water. And when we come back, we're going to start with getting pregnant. Both men and women, give you some advice. Once you're pregnant, give you some advice. First, second, third trimester, and then finally into lactation. So give me 1 second, and I'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. My name is David Sandoval. You're listening to the Meet the Owners Call, sponsored by Purium Health Products, and I am one of the owners and founders of a company absolutely dedicated to naturopathy, the belief that our body can be perfectly healthy if we care and treat it in the same way, and we can give birth to perfectly healthy babies if we know how to prepare. Now, there's some people who can't have babies at all, and it's because their husband has low sperm count or they are not ovulating and producing enough eggs. And I'll tell you, there's something I'll call green babies. Green babies are babies that happen after you start having three, that's right, three servings of our greens a day. Now, that's a green kamut, just barley or a best of greens, the pure green juices, not the ones that are made into meals like Super Meal or Love or Power Shake, but the just the hardcore green foods. Three servings a day for 90 days, both future mommy and daddy, and you watch and see what happens. Of course, for men, adding the Super Life will actually increase sperm if you use it at the same time you're using our white American ginseng extract. You'll see a dramatic increase in sperm count for men. Not to mention, you know, the ability to perform what's called mount intromission. There will be more instances for the male to participate in impregnation because of those two products alone. Now, sperm, you need to understand, sperm counts have dropped 50% in the last 50 years among men. And that is a scientific fact that you could and should confirm, verify. The sperm that are remaining, unfortunately, if you think of a sperm swimming, it looks like a circle with a tail, and that tail wiggles and it propels the sperm forward. That tail is made out of fat, 90% fat. And that fat, because it jiggles, it wiggles, that's what causes the tail to move. That fat is now a trans fat, which does not jiggle, and we have sperm that can't swim. They go in circles. They're stuck in one direction like a boat with its rudder stuck left or right. And there's video you could watch online of sperm affected by trans fats that cannot swim. So you have 50% less sperm, and the sperm that are there are not as effective. Houston, we have a problem. Women oftentimes are producing fewer and fewer eggs because of phytoestrogens in the environment. You need to detoxify your body using zeolite and using chlorella and using those three servings of green foods a day that I spoke of. You need to get a good night's sleep. Sleep is vitally important to stress reduction. Stress hormones stop ovulation. Everybody knows it. Oh, I'm so stressed out. My life is so stressful. I can't get pregnant. We've heard it said before. Go on vacation. Relax. No. Take some white American ginseng that relieves cellular oxidative stress. Take some tart cherry concentrate. Get some deep rejuvenating sleep. And amazing things are going to happen. Now, if and when you do get pregnant, and don't forget that coconut oil is a very good marital aid. So have some in the bedroom. It will absolutely increase the chances of, that's right, and you just think about coconut oil and how it acts, how it absorbs into the mucosa. Coconut oil is an amazing marital aid. It will enhance the chances of impregnation. Now, if you're lucky enough, and congratulations, you've now gotten pregnant, you are now truly an incubator that must remain pure. And an incubator is in the IC, you know, the IC intensive care unit, the ICU. And the oxygen is pure, and they're fed through a tube, and the food is measured, and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? You are that tube. And what you eat is going to be affected. Now, you've heard of a prenatal vitamin. Prenatal vitamins, to me, are something out of the Wild West. They typically are loaded with iron because women tend to get iron deficient during pregnancy as their body expands in weight. They cannot keep up and produce enough heme to stop anemia. So the key is to have a lot of chlorella, and the three green drinks will continue, just like we said, and that's going to build the red blood cells. That's why as soon as you know you're pregnant, boom, lots of chlorella, lots of green drinks, you're building red blood cells. And more importantly, spirulina. Spirulina is loaded with bioavailable iron, and it is nature's multivitamin. It is nature's multivitamin. The chlorella makes red blood cells proliferate faster, and spirulina creates the iron and the nutrients. It is truly nature's natural prenatal vitamin. You're going to take coconut oil. You're going to rub it on your belly so as your belly grows, you will not get stretch marks. That's right, no stretch marks. Rub it on your breast as well so you will not get stretch marks there either. This works. Any other part of your body, you could use it as well. So the bottom line is you are going to be helped out. Now remember that spirulina is vitally important. We also have the power of 10. The power of 10 is a natural multivitamin. Add your spirulina with that. You have amazing nutrition surging through your body in addition to the power shakes you're taking and the amino acids and the tart cherry. You're going to be adding this natural prenatal of spirulina and the power of 10 veggie. Amazing. You will also, if you like, be doing the Love Super Meal instead of the Power Shake, like we said, for the first, 30, 60 days to get that flaxseed and those healthy omega-3s. You'll be now be getting from spirulina and flaxseed into your body. Vitally important for the cerebral development, the IQs. Now listen to me very closely. The IQs of children whose mothers took flaxseeds in the first two trimesters was dramatically, significantly higher than the IQs of those children whose mothers did not take flaxseeds and get quality omega-3 fatty acids during the first two trimesters. Again, during the third trimester, you have to step that back. It's no longer needed. And you go to the power shake. Remember, you're also taking the power of 10 veggie and the chlorella and the spirulina, so you may not need the power shake. But in the power shake is something vitally important, and that's called rice bran solubles. I want you in the third trimester to increase your intake of coconut oil and rice bran solubles because they are going to put specific healthy fats that boost the immune system into the mother's milk. So you want to start building the quality of your milk as you get closer to the birth time so that after birth you're feeding your baby the most amazing developed milk. You see what I mean? And this is going to happen by consuming healthy fats, healthy proteins, and a lot of greens. And you're going to produce the most amazing milk imaginable that's loaded with monolaurin and has all of the immune-boosting and life-giving elements that are not nutrients but are actually things that set and trigger stem cells. I almost said T-cells. Stem cells for the rest of your life. Stem cells are actually activated at birth, how much and how effective they will be. And getting amazing breast milk will ensure that. Now, people don't like to hear how long I encourage you to breastfeed because it seems as though I'm just some guy who doesn't know. I do know this. I do know what I've read. I do know studies, and I do know what I've seen and experienced. And if you can, 2 years is, in my opinion, the minimum to achieve what I call the holy grail of immunity. You can go as long as 3 years with it still being healthy. And I encourage and have no problem with that. But 2 years for sure. Now, no less than 1 year. And yes, you could pump. I have no problem with that. But, the intimacy of having the child drink from your breast cannot be replicated. Now, the original baby food ever created. It was created by the Greeks and Romans, and we know it today as activated barley. When a mother died giving birth, the baby would most assuredly die because no one was there to feed it, and there was no baby food. If you were lucky, you had a sister or a neighbor who was super generous and very loving and would be willing to nurture your baby, but that would be rare because that would be at the expense of their own child, and they just didn't do that. And so they created this baby food created that they called activated barley. It eventually went on to be fed to gladiators and the elderly and the Roman army. But initially, we may have forgotten, it was the world's first baby food. So having a little bit of coconut oil, activated barley, rice bran solubles, and maybe some mashed up peas or carrots or sweet potatoes is going to be hopefully your baby's first food as well. Because we're going to be there with your child the whole way through. And if you come to convention, we might have a surprise for you parents and mothers-to-be as well. But that's all I can say. So anyway, once again, my name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the Meet the Owners call, and we are examining the question that's been asked time and time again. If I am pregnant, could I do a transformation? And remember, the answer is a modified transformation. No super cleanser, and adding some of these other vital things like extra spirulina, extra chlorella, power of 10. And there's your prenatal multi, your blood builder, your iron, all of that from nature. Coconut oil has something called monolaurin. Monolaurin becomes lauric acid. Lauric acid in the human body helps for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, if you get it from your mother's milk, it will trigger your immune response to viruses, yeast, mold, bacteria, fungus. Coconut oil is anti all of that. That's another reason it's an amazing marital aid, because it can be used and it actually helps to heal and to prevent things like yeast and bacteria and candida. But more importantly, when consumed by a baby or by the mother and passing through the milk, this will trigger the baby's resistance throughout its entire life through adulthood until its death, resistance to all of those things. A strong immune system versus a weak system could be the difference in the quality of the mother's milk. And we could build the quality of the mother's milk and then give it to the baby again in a baby food. And when scientists tried to recreate mother's milk, they could not do it. And the reason they couldn't do it is because they couldn't recreate monolaurin. And the only place in nature besides a mother's breast that monolaurin occurs, you know the answer, a coconut, which looks a little bit like a mother's breast, doesn't it? Coincidence? Who knows? Interesting? Maybe. But true. The bottom line is, there's more than that. Your house is full of chemicals. If you are going to have a baby, if you have a baby, I want you to go through and get all of the chemicals that you clean your floors and you clean your dishes and you wash your clothes with and you wash your hair with and you clean your tub with especially and your toilet with and your floors where the baby's going to be crawling and touching and licking and all of that. And I want you to know that that carpet, that new carpet's got to go because it's full of chemicals. And when you put down hardwood floors, which I hope you will, you need to make sure they're not full of formaldehyde. And when you buy baby's clothes, don't get those brightly colored, fancy ones because all of those dyes are toxic. Are you listening, Mom? It goes way beyond the food. It goes to protecting the environment during the development stage. There could be no paint that could be chipping where lead could be consumed. Water-based paints. Calming colors on the walls. Floors that can't be containing toxic chemicals or from carpet. Or formaldehyde from cheap wood from China. These children are our future. And we've got a very, very short period of time to direct their destiny and their immune system and their resistance to disease. So I invite you to go way beyond the question, can a pregnant or lactating mother do the transformation? We have so much more to offer. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen tonight. I want to let you know that we are all sold out for our PHP Academy. And we have sent out the first half of the exam to those who had, but it isn't too late. Like people are going, oh, well, is it too late to then do the online course? No. It's just the people who had paid already, they've got it. You can still order it. It'll just come to you when you order it. We're all sold out for the detoxification. We've got nearly 30 people coming up. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a great time. We've got 10 people in teepees. We're going to have a great time. We're going to go whitewater rafting and see the sequoias and hit the hot springs. Who knows? We're going to have a good, good time. There are still a few spots left for the next event, just a couple of weeks after that. And that is the, my apologies, it's coming to me, that is the anti-aging, see, where's my Revive It All? That is the anti-aging, and that is, we've only got about 15 people so far for that, so there's about 15 spots left. We're going to give you a sneak preview to that on an upcoming call, and once again, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. I want to thank those of you who have been so patient waiting for your PHP Academy information. As you know, I wanted it to be so perfect, and when you get it, I think you're going to say, this is as thorough an education I've ever seen on this subject, ever, anywhere, even in a college university, and I'm proud of that. So appreciate you. I am jumping on a plane, headed from here to LAX, getting on a plane to Germany, going to go rocket, where we're going to introduce the gift card, and check this out, guys. I'm introducing a gift card in Germany that's made out of pressed wildflower seeds, and after you use the card and redeem it, you plant it in dirt, you water it, and then you wait for your products to come. You do your 10-day transformation. You're watering it every day, and by the time you're done with your 10-day transformation, you've got a bouquet of flowers to congratulate you on your success. Isn't that amazing? Ha ha. Maybe that's coming to the United States. You might have to come to convention just to find out. And by the way, tune in tomorrow night because we got a big announcement that's supposed to be last night that we're going to make tomorrow night on our call with David. Like, give me 1 second. I got one more thing to do. I believe this is the time that we unlock the lines and do what families do. We say good night and thank you and I love you, and we will see you later. So thanks again for being with me tonight. It is my favorite thing to do is to educate and to share. I hope that you learned something that you didn't know and that you could share as well.
Thank you so much, Hudson. Thank you, David. You're amazing. I'm totally blown away and impressed.
I am incredible, Paul. Thank you.
Amazing call.
So many women.
Thank you, David.
Good night, y'all.
Thank you, David.
Good night.
Hi, David. Love you.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Shout out from the Oasis.
Wow.